This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones here. I was talking to Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, counterterrorism expert, and Roger Stone during the break about why I was bringing up the Navy SEAL story about guys I was with. I'm just going to leave it at that. And some other folks there at the inauguration, some of the things we were doing. Just 2 days into it, they already had people on us that knew classified backgrounds on people we were with and were actually striking up conversations with them on the street and in bars to try to get a meeting or get us to say something so that they could then, Bracken, explain to them what they're doing. I mean, how? And I'm not trying to insert myself in the story. I'm in the story. 25% of the time, Caputo said, the FBI brought me up. Rogers talked to a dozen other people or more that say the same thing. They're now trying to act like me and Stone are masterminding. But the point you made during the break was key. Please make that.
Right. This is a full-spectrum intel operation. The tactics and the techniques that they learned, that the CIA and others learned and used during the Cold War and the War on Terror, you know, against legitimate foreign enemies, they've now brought home and have turned against domestic opposition. It's just the point of having the meeting is just to have the meeting, like the Trump Tower meeting. Doesn't matter what they talk about. The fact that a compromised or guilty-looking Russian lawyer is in the same room, you know, with Donald Jr. for 2 minutes or whatever. That's the goal. Or meeting Stephen Halper or meeting Alexander Downer in London. If you have the meeting, it can then be leaked to the media as a guilty meeting, proof of collusion. So this is actually going to blow up on them because using this guy Greenberg, whatever his real name is, the Russian, it's so clumsy, a Trump hat, Trump T-shirt. It's such a clumsy method of entrapment. They obviously dropped it. His handlers, his FBI handlers, after the meeting said, well, forget this. It's going nowhere. Roger Stone didn't bite. But what it did was it established the pattern. This is part of Strzok's insurance policy that he discussed in his emails.
Roger.
And this is where it's going to really blow up, though. Hey, just a second. Strzok is an old friend of Rudy Contreras, judge on the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. This is why the DOJ has been going to the mattresses, you know, risking impeachment, risking contempt of Congress, because when it comes out that Strzok didn't need any help at FISA court, he could have put in a blank sheet of paper in that the FISA court is also corrupt, then this scandal blows up supernova.
I mean, I think you just knocked it out of the park there. I mean, that's absolutely right. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but man, that's huge. What Matt Bracken just talked about, Roger.
No, I think Matt just nailed it. The FISA warrants are their Achilles heel. They are at the centerpiece of the Manafort case. They're at the centerpiece of their effort to frame me for some bogus offense to silence me. I'm being persecuted because I supported Donald Trump and for no other reason. I've committed no crime, and they know that. So they go out and try to manufacture one. This is going to be a complete struggle, and it appears that Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy and now even Paul Ryan have laid down the gauntlet for DOJ. Turn over the information regarding the FISA warrants and who was being spied on, or face an insurrection in the Congress.
Didn't we see with that report that got no attention last year, when we come back we'll talk about this, where the FISA court overseers put out a report saying they'd been lied to and that they'd been given info that wasn't true and improper warrants? I mean, I think that's the FISA court preemptively trying to cover their butt way ahead of time, Matt.
Yeah, but that went away. That turned very quiet when it turned out that Peter Strzok is a pre-existing friend and a close friend of Judge Rudy Contreras. There's a redacted text where it says blank, and it's presumed to be Contreras. Wants us to have a meeting, but we need to bring some other people for cover for action. That's a tradecraft term, showing guilty knowledge that this meeting would be completely guilty. So cover for action in that text message is damning. I don't know why people haven't picked up on that one. It's huge.
I'm telling you, folks, everybody's sick of Russiagate, so am I. But Russiagate, Spygate, and brings them down. The deep state's going down. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, this segment with Roger Stone and Matt Bracken, I want to get more into Russiagate. That's really a cover for Spygate, and what the Inspector General report shows, and what they think Mueller and the deep state is going to do next. When I told the story about, you know, people trying to get me when I'm with Navy SEALs to sell them submarine technology, it's not about me. It's about they're going around in a full spectrum intelligence operation that Bracken talked about, trying to get us just to joke around about something illegal. And this is how they then open up investigations. It's how they leak things. Matt Bracken was getting into that earlier. But now, what does it mean? This is a selfish question, Roger Stone, and then Matt Bracken jump in, and then recap what you were saying earlier. That's so huge about Strzok's connection to the FISA court judge. That's amazing. We want to elaborate on that more. But what does it symbolize, Stone and Bracken, of how desperate they are? You know, the deep state Clinton stay behind networks that are still in there but being exposed. That I'm 25% of the time in the questions for Caputo, who's been on the show and talked about it, and others, getting into what we do, where we go, what we eat, Trump's sex life, our sex life. I mean, because I know I'm not connected to Russia, and I know they know that. That is insane. So what does that say as they tighten the noose down, tighten the net down, that they're targeting me? Because, I mean, Roger, you have no Russia connections either, but you've been one of the big fish. You've known Trump for 40 years. They've been saying you're the bad guy day one. To try to bring me into central casting, what does that signify?
Well, Alex, today at 2 o'clock in front of the chief judge, there's a hearing over an attempt to subpoena a man who once worked for me named Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller was my right-hand man for a number of years, and the FBI showed up at his St. Louis home roughly 2 weeks ago to question him extensively about my relationship with Alex Jones. Now, his lawyer is resisting an attempt to drag him in front of the grand jury to testify. He did not work for me during the 2016 campaign. He has no knowledge of the Trump campaign's support or the Trump efforts that I made independently, but they are struggling to bring him in front of a grand jury. Why are they asking questions about my relationship with InfoWars and Alex Jones? Why are you being targeted? Why do they want to silence us? Why are they moving to the chief judge in an attempt to force this young man to testify? It's outrageous, but I think it shows you where they want to go. They're going to seek to frame me, and perhaps you, in some bogus crime that does not exist because they want to silence InfoWars. Because we're the cutting edge, we're the tip of the spear, and we hurt them every day by bringing people like Matt Bracken on to tell people what is really happening.
Exactly. It's not Alex Jones. It's the platform. But it is surreal to then dozens of people, some have told me on air, some in private, yeah, they just keep obsessing with you and how you're a mastermind and you work with Trump, and that's not really true. I mean, the president said, I like what you're doing, press the attack, keep it up. I'm not going to let you down. Don't let me down. I mean, that's it. He's the president. I'm allowed to talk to the president. You know, they act like it's a bad thing that, you know, some of these folks are like in naval intelligence, but then as private, like Jack Posobiec, and they go, he has to be kicked out of the Navy. You can't have someone in intelligence talking to the president. I mean, this idea that Americans can't communicate and try to bring the country back. Matt Bracken, what do you make of all this, and what do you think's coming next?
The larger picture, the sky camera view is about controlling the narratives. And you can see this, whether it was Fast and Furious, which was sold as 90% of the guns in Mexican crimes, complete, you know, operation, a deadly operation, the Benghazi video false narrative. What we're seeing is an effort to control the narrative. If they can restrict it, say, to Fox News and have people just say, oh, the only place that's been reported is on Hannity and he's a kook. Well, InfoWars is cutting edge. InfoWars is the tip of the spear, like you said. And it's a question of discrediting InfoWars, eventually taking it down. But if they can't take it off the air, they want to discredit it so that anything that comes out of here is tainted. That's why, you know, it's very rare for a guy like Jack Posobiec, he can be on, or Tony Schaefer, Colonel Tony Schaefer, Roger Stone. I could probably on one hand name the people that have appeared on InfoWars that are also allowed inside the Fox building. They'll never be anywhere else. So if they can, contain this leading edge information to what they want to portray as kook world, that's part of discrediting.
Matt, that's the smartest thing you've ever said, because if you read Media Matters and the globalists, they keep saying, Jones, and my guess, that's you, continue to be patient zero. They see us as a disease. Stelter calls us a disease that must be eradicated. And then Tucker Carlson says, don't trust CNN. They go, how dare you hurt democracy? They want to take us off the air. We're just saying they're liars.
Well, that's it.
They say we must shut down InfoWars because time and time again, it creates the countervailing narrative that the public believes instead of theirs because our narrative's true. But that's it. They just don't like that they keep seeing the narrative come out of InfoWars. Go ahead.
And meanwhile, you've got Morrell, who was a deputy CIA during the flap where, Duren Benghazi was fired. He's a stooge for the deep state. He goes to work, I think, for CBS. You've got Clapper, Brennan. Now Hayden's coming out calling Trump a Nazi, putting up a picture of Auschwitz over these things. So you've got the deep state heavyweights, Brennan, Clapper, Hayden. They're going to the mattress. This is do or die. If it turns out that Strzok, you know, off duty, contacted Contreras of the FISA court, and that the original warrants are going to look damningly guilty, this is going to be impossible for them to contain. So this week could be like, you know, major tectonic plates.
No, I agree. And they've committed so many crimes. If you look at that arrogant little elf, Hayden and all of them, they look really scared for the first time. Obama looks scared. Hillary looks scared. Trump's winning. We're winning, Roger. What do you say?
Well, I think you're exactly right. Yet at the same time, I have to deal with this effort to crank up and frame me for some crime, which is why I must ask people to go to stonedefensefund.com. Mueller is gunning for me, and Alex, I think he's gunning for you, and we have to be prepared. This is going to cost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I want to tell the listeners that. Everybody says they want to take America back and they want to fight the globalists. We are frontline. We are their main enemy because we don't pull punches. And absolutely, if we don't get massive funding, we won't be able to do the expansion. And then they're going to start winning and pushing us backward. They have to see us win in court, which we're starting to do, and expand. I'm very close to having the next cruise ready to launch a bunch of new shows. Talking to Matt Bracken about that in the next week, Matt. And then find out, because I got to get a bunch of people together on this. And we got the satellites, TV stations picking us up. They know we're winning. They know we've got a model like Sinclair to go to local TV stations, and it's already happening and having more success than I even thought it would. And that's why they are going into conniption fits. So, yeah, we sold a lot of product over the weekend, but it's already 50% discounted, so it doesn't really fund us a lot. We had some moderate donations, but, you know, people like to buy the products out of donations. If you ever wanted to be in the fight against the globalists, then you need to go to InfoWars.com, and you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a link there to donate. You need to go to Roger Stone's Defense Fund, but InfoWars.com/donate. Jones Legal Alex Jones, can we put that back up and just freeze that for me? Because I don't have it in my sheet here. Thanks. AlexJonesLegalFund.com, AlexJonesDefenseFund.com, and make a major donation. Not if you can afford it, make a big donation. Or if you only can afford $10. The point is, we are in the gun sights because we're changing the country and changing the world. Go get a bunch of products. Free shipping was already supposed to end, but I've been too busy even have a new special. Free shipping's still there, and these giant discounts, 50% off. But those have got to end today after I get off the damn to come up with some new specials. But they won't be dramatic like as this. I'm going to do one more segment with you gentlemen and just try to let you guys have the floor, Bracken and then Stone, about what you expect to come next. This whole hoax that Trump's putting children in concentration camps when it's the UN and the Democrats that have all actually been caught doing all this, and where you see this going. And I see Trump winning right now, but as you said, these arrogant, cornered, crazy SOBs aren't going to stop. So you guys have been really accurate predicting what's going to come next. We'll hit that. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by George Norrie to get his take on all this and so much more. So that's coming up. And then Ali Alexander's hosting the fourth hour. I intend to have open phones in the third hour. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Bracken's site is enemiesforeignanddomestic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the end of the broadcast today, right when the war room's kicking off with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, we're going to have an exclusive analysis. Believe me, we weren't exclusive. I just posted somebody else's article. I just want the info to get out. Our crew noticed on page 302 of the 500-page report that mainstream media said totally exonerated the Clintons and the FBI day one before they'd read it. Yeah, it said the FBI didn't do anything wrong according to them because they're not a judge or jury, but they said, here's the facts. 302, I guess, is the name of an FBI field report. Funny, they coded the message because on page 302, I think that's a coded message, they point out that it was the FBI internally that had whistleblowers that were upset about what was on Wiener's laptop and a cover-up of that. And that's why they reopened the investigation so they could punt it back down to the police in New York. We were told all that by guests on this show in New York when it all happened. In fact, that was broken by Doug Hagman here. And then, of course, Eric Prince came out, Breitbart, and talked about it. So that's in there, too. There's a lot of things that are the breadcrumbs in that IG report. Let me ask Matt Bracken and then Roger Stone, why do you think this report on the surface looks like it's a whitewash, but then there's bombshells everywhere?
Well, they took a giant tub of stinking excrement, and then they put in a pink box and put a ribbon on it and said, there's no proof, like there's no confession. Yes, I, Peter Strzok, did all of this from my bias. So it's like when, as has been pointed out, it's like when Comey did his indictment followed by exoneration speech. You know, the excrement is still inside of the pink box. But I'd like to say something about the FBI and the other federal law enforcement agencies and intelligence agencies. I keep hearing about that it's only a few bad apples on the seventh floor of the FBI. If that was so, we'd be seeing whistleblowers, you know, incognito behind a screen with a muffled voice saying what they knew. The problem is that the FBI and other agencies have been hiring social justice warriors for a generation now. I mean, look at Brennan. He admitted on polygraph in 1980 that he voted for the communist ticket in 1976. They said, come on in. And he might as well have had mole on his forehead. So don't expect help from the rank-and-file FBI. They're practically as bad as Strzok. The old school that we are, our generation that was, you know, raised to defend the Constitution against all enemies foreign and domestic, we're considered dinosaurs.
No, you're right. That's a major problem. How do we remove, Reality Winner, who was an ISIS and Al-Qaeda operative, how do we remove these mentally ill SJWs from the government? I mean, they infest it.
I don't think that we do under the current structure. They're too deeply embedded. You know, that's
they want to get rid of Strzok, like you said.
Yeah, there's a great article in Front Page Mag today about the corrupt bureaucracy, the federal bureaucracy. They've been hiring their own ilk now for a generation, and it putrefies, and the filth rises to the top. You know, that's who they hire, and then they filter out the patriots, and they reward the traitors. Just look at these guys like Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Morrell. They're all on network news lying. You know, they're complete counter-patriots.
And what's crazy is how arrogant they are. Roger Stone, where's this going? What's the next shoe to drop?
Well, not only are they on network news lying, they're being paid to do it. This confrontation between the House and the Justice Department is our best hope. And frankly, Paul Ryan, the Speaker, had been dragged kicking and screaming to the investigation. Devin Nunes is a hero. and he has to undergo the slings and arrows of the mainstream media every single day. Their Achilles heel are the FISA warrants. We have to fight to uncover what is there, because that is what makes the whole dirty cover-up unravel. The Inspector General's report is a bureaucratic whitewash. They lay out all the crimes, and then they try to excuse them. That performance by the FBI director, Wray, was embarrassing. He admitted to nothing. We're going to have sensitivity training. There was no political bias. There are no crimes here, folks. Just keep moving. He is not the man to clean up the FBI. The president commends him in a tweet. I don't see how he can. Why doesn't the FBI director clean house? He won't. The house cleaning at the FBI needs to begin with the new director. He is part and parcel of the deep state.
This is something that Gowdy and Nunez said over the weekend. Maria Bartiromo's got an outstanding segment with Devin Nunez from Sunday morning with Maria Bartiromo. But both Nunez and Gowdy now say to Wray and Rosenstein, do you want to be part of the cover-up team or the cleanup team? And what I think he's saying is, you're going to go down with the rats on the sinking ship if you try to maintain this cover-up. You've got to now pick a side. You know, it's like the Berlin Wall. You've got to jump one way or the other. You've got to decide if you're on our side, the cleanup team, or the cover-up team. And when all this FISA stuff is unwrapped, finally, anybody who's been covering it up, they should go to prison. But even
and by the way,
if
the fact that we see Giuliani saying that Comey should go to prison and this is a criminal cover-up and others should go to prison, that's the mouth of the president saying we're moving that direction. And some say, well, why give them amnesty if they join us? That's how we win this war quickly, folks, is if we say you're going to get amnesty, just come over now, you know we're winning, and that's the truth. And I think a lot of these rats should realize they're not going to keep their job, but they're not going to go to prison. They need to get out of the way. That's a smart move, isn't it, Matt?
That's why Strzok is saying he'll testify in Congress without an offer of immunity, because Strzok, the only way out for Strzok now, after all of his text messages, is to say, I was just following orders. Remember the text?
That's a major point that he's getting ready to roll on him. Do you agree with that, Roger?
I really do, because at the end of the day, the real question here is, what did Obama know, and when did he know it? Strzok says in his text messages the president wants to know everything. Susan Rice writes a CYA memo for the file that kind of gives you the game. Barack Obama is the head of the rotted fish. He is running and approving this entire...
That's right. At the end of the day, he's doing it for Hillary and the Democrats, and that's why he's been laying low.
That's exactly right.
Veselnitskaya, the attorney, got the special visa through the State Department. That's not Strzok at the FBI. That's State Department. Where do State Department, CIA, FBI, where do they all meet? Only one place, White House.
That's right. Well, we knew this. You said this a year and a half ago, Roger, that sources and intel, that this was Samantha Powers, all of them. They're just all in there with the NSA, all of them. That's why these crooks are all so scared.
All roads lead to Barack Obama as the master criminal who was trying to wire things for Hillary. The reason they were so arrogant in their text messages, in their emails, in their actions, it was because they were so certain she would win.
They were calling her the president.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Mike Rogers of the NSA will be the big white hat. When he testifies, he'll be the Ollie North times 1,000.
That's right. He's the one that when the president was president-elect, he ran over there and spilled the beans of the president. Thank God. Thank God for Rogers. God. Oh, he'd be in so much trouble if it wasn't for that. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. You're awesome. StoneDefenseFund.com, folks. Get his book, InfoWarsStore.com, Stone's Rules. Matt Brackett, EnemiesForeignDomestic.com, his amazing books. God bless you both, gentlemen. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Good, two smart guys on at the same time. That's amazing. All right, George Norrie with a lot of key intel. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live broadcasting worldwide. We're going to have open phones and a ton of news and a bunch of clips and more of the president's speech today about this whole hoax that he's putting kids in concentration camps. You know, we've documented real FEMA emergency centers for societal collapse. We've documented congressional hearings on plans to put political dissidents in facilities. I mean, I've got the documents, the executive orders. I've made films. I investigated FEMA camps. And most of the ones people said were FEMA camps were immigrant centers. And some of them had kids on them. I've been involved in national TV shows with those, with Jesse Ventura, and we discovered it's where they kept kids. And Obama did it. And Trump's been trying to change the law, but what do you do when a family or a bunch of people show up You don't put them in general population, kids with a bunch of other adults. So they are certainly spinning all of that. We'll get George Norrie's take on that, George Norrie's take on the world in general here in just a moment. I've been wanting to get George on for a while, and then I had an idea. I thought, why not twist his arm to come on the show? He's a busy guy. He's up at night with his, well, you could argue the top radio show in the world. It's definitely in the top two. And, of course, that's Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. So we're going to be going to him here in just a moment to cover that on the waterfront. But before we go any further here, please don't forget this broadcast is funded by you. Yeah, the radio network has its ads, and you know, I've got some ads I run on the air, but we mainly sell our own products to fund ourselves. And this is the final day, because I've been so busy, I haven't come up with the new specials. Free shipping on all our best-selling items, and 50% off on BrainForce, The Real Red Pill Plus, Super Male Vitality, X2, even though the supply of that is very, very low. If you haven't tried BrainForce or X2, those two alone, they're amazing. But we've got Prostagard, we've got Lung Cleanse. These are real game changers. Great books, great films, great T-shirts, great water filtration, excellent air filtration. Whatever the best systems are, and then things that I personally use, we order it and then sell it at a discount. Take Knockout. On average, it's $19 for a bottle of melatonin. I found out how much good melatonin is, about $1 per bottle. I said, well, why are people selling it for $20-$30? I said, I like to take L-tryptophan and valerian root and some other stuff at the same time. That'd be $50-$60 to have all those different pills when I do need help sleeping, which is not that often, but it happens. And I went and checked with the experts and said it's totally safe to put eight different things together, all the same regular dose for the same price of one. So eight products in there for the price of one of the products, they sell it to you. That's the markup they do. That's the markup, folks. They put $1 a product and then it's sold for $19. Well, I put eight different products in it, the same normal amount. It's a big old pill. And then, boom, sell it to you for $19. It's on sale right now. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Go read the reviews. I'm not going to go over all these reviews while George is there, but that's how we fund our operation. So joining us is George Norrie. And, of course, you hear him coast to coast on over 650 radio stations. He's also on in Europe and Canada and Guam. He's one of the only U.S. shows that's been exported worldwide with great success. And the reason I love George is he was the only guy in 2003, back when InfoWars was pretty big, but not like it is now, that had the guts to put us on air. And so he's a real trailblazer, and everybody else has me on, and they get threatened to not have me on, and they don't have me on. Doesn't matter if I go on somebody's show and it's the number one podcast they ever have. They get told, don't do it, or iTunes won't promote you, and they roll over. George Norrie went to bat for me and was under a lot of pressure. But thanks to him, InfoWars has reached out a lot of folks. So I always like to thank George when he comes on. And I want to get into the passing of the great Art Bell. I want to get you on about that. I want to get into the situation going on with the lies about what's happening with the kids. Maybe you disagree. And then I want to get into just where you see the planet and this whole great quickening or change you predicted so many years ago that would happen. So thank you for coming on with us. CoastToCoastAM.com. George, good to have you with us.
Alex, I feel like your big brother. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you here. You're also a how many time Emmy Award-winning TV producer, news producer as well?
Three times, and I've got the honor and distinction, Alex, that I've been nominated to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Today's the last day of voting. Your listeners and viewers can push me to the top if we get this thing done today.
Absolutely. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and people say, oh, this is how you thank George Norrie for everything he's done. He deserves to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. It also means a lot to advertisers and things, and it's really good for George to get this recognition. And I saw this and wanted to invite him on. I told him last week, and I said, hey, can I get you on to promote that, some other stuff? Because, you know, he's a busy guy. And he said, yeah, it's important, I guess. You know, So I asked George to come on to do this. And how do people do it? I mean, I've got several ways for them to do it. It's radiovote.com, radiovote.com, but they can also text, can't they? How do people make sure you go to number one?
This is what you do, Alex. First of all, if you have 90 different cell phones and 15 different email addresses, you can vote 105 times. That's what they permit that. So this is what you do. In terms of text, everybody grab your phone. Send a text message to 96000, 96000, 800-516-9600, and then in the message, you just put the number 700. That's my code to register a vote for me. So 96,000 is like the phone number you send the text to, and then 700 is the message. If you also vote by email, you go to radiovote.com, and you have to vote in two categories, one for somebody in music and then someone in talk, which is my area. And then just vote for whoever you want in the music section, and then just click me at radiovote.com in the talk section, and they record it. But again, if you got 15 different email addresses, you can vote 15 times.
Well, I'm looking at who you're up against, and some of them are some nice folks, but give me a break. George, you arguably are the number one radio host in the world, and you're on at night, which even, I mean, you've got 60%, I know, of the overnight radio listening audience of the U.S. And you've just done so much for the Liberty Movement. You were the first big guy to expose vaccines on a national platform. And I don't know how you were able to do it, because I know that they put the screws to people. You haven't really told me this, but I know some of the things that have gone on. And that's a question. How were you able to take Coast to Coast from 80% entertainment, which is still fun and good, nobody's saying it's bad, to, you know, 70% real news and 30% fun? I mean, I think you almost flipped it and made it even more popular. How were you able to do that?
The world changed it, Alex. So many things have been happening on this planet. They're still happening on this planet, that it was almost irresponsible just to go on the air and do the entertainment end of the show, which is fun and important, and I love that. But to be able to do that every night, I think, was a little inappropriate and irresponsible. There's just too many things happening on this planet right now with the deep state and everything else.
Oh, you were covering deep state when you were the number one host in St. Louis 25 years ago. I was covering it. Yeah, but I mean, you were the guy that brought deep state. Remember, it was all over the news when you had me on. CNN, C-SPAN, don't have Alex Jones on. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. Remember, global government didn't exist?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have been sadly misquoted on a number of things that you've said on your show and my show, where people just take things out of context, the things that you've done. And I'd love putting you on so we could straighten it out.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've had family stuff and a baby came and I've had no sleep. But now I'm better. The baby's big and sleeps through the night now. That's why I've been able to come on. You know, I'm usually begging to come on. Last year you invited me on. I couldn't do it because, you know, you have children. You know, it is for, for a year or so.
Yeah, you're his grandchildren now.
So I'm a zombie, but I'm better now. I would love to come on and do a few hours and really go through all the disinfo. Like, I've apologized to the Sandy Hook parents, even though media took it out of context for 3 years. And the media keeps saying, Alex Jones says nobody dies. He's attacking the families, when I'm not. And so, yeah, I would love to come on and just cover the waterfront in real quotes about what I really stand for. That'd be great.
Absolutely. I mean, we have had you on where I have specifically said to you, Alex, I want you to tell people what you really think, what you said, and you correct it for people so the misunderstandings are fixed. And I hope that's helped you a little bit, because
it certainly had years ago. But enough about me, because I'm not kissing your butt. It's true. George Norrie, if you track the entire spectrum of who woke this country up, who allowed people like me to take it to the next level, he took us to the next level. It's two people. Two people. It's Matt Drudge and George Norrie. Two people. We're going to come back and talk about key issues straight ahead. And I'm going to ask you about the great Art Bell.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. Mainstream corporate media is dying. But George Norrie and InfoWars are continuing and expanding. George was saying some pretty powerful stuff during the break. He wants to get into what's happening with the migrant children, what he really thinks is there, Korea, and other issues. But Art Bell, I mean, look. I don't know who I think is a better talk show host, you or him. You're two of the most listenable, smartest guys ever. He could tell a story. He could really, it was amazing. But yeah, again, your political understanding was a little bit even more expansive. So I don't know who's a better talk show host. I've got to say, out of the two of you, and I'm serious, the two of you are probably, in my mind, the best, most listenable talk show host in U.S. history. Because I've listened to a lot of them. Art is gone. He's the guy that originally launched the show that you took over and expanded. I just want to spend a few minutes on Art Bell.
Sure thing, Alex. And, we were different. Art was very, very good at what he did. I mean, he was one of a kind. Had I gone into Coast to Coast to try to duplicate the guy, I would have fallen right on my face. I mean, you can't do that. He was a living legend at the time. I was on the air April 13th. This year, when we were starting to get reports that he had died, I got to tell you, I didn't believe it. I thought somebody was joking us. It was a fake news story. I kept telling my producer, Tom Danheiser and Lisa Lyon, I said, you two need to find out if this is real or not. I am not going on the air saying that he has died and be wrong. No, not on this. That's just not my style. And so we kept checking and checking and checking, and it was just a weird story, Alex. It was weird. Finally, the Nye County Sheriff's Department put a video out that said that he had died, and then George Knapp backed it up for me, and he said, yeah, he's gone. And we went with the story. But for hours, while we were getting trickling in reports that he had died, I didn't believe it. Nobody did. To this day, and here we are about 2 months later, they still don't have a cause of death. They have not released it. They keep telling us that if they get it, it'll go to the Nye County Sheriff's Department. Then it's up to them to release it. It is a bizarre story, but also one of the saddest. Art, yesterday, would have turned 73 years old on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you too, Alex. But sad story, just tragic indeed. He was suffering with chronic lung disease, COPD, was hospitalized some time ago for it. I think that had a lot to do with it, but nobody knows.
Well, I got to tell you, when you listen to people a lot, you form a deep relationship. And when I saw the news, I felt the same way, like, that's not true. Because there aren't a lot of people that impress me, you know, Hollywood, all that stuff. Trump impresses me because he's a maverick. You're a maverick. What I really respect is trailblazers and mavericks, the people that go against the grain. And he's one of the greats. So a really sad passing there, obviously, but he'll live on through his work, obviously, forever. Let's briefly get into your view on Trump and what he's done a year and a half in. Looks to me like he's winning. He's turning the tide. The country's coming back. You had a word during the break for what he's done with Korea.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And if this works the way that everybody intends it to work, this could be one of the most dramatic political moves I have ever seen, something that no U.S. president has been able to do since the Korean War. He's been able to pull this off, apparently. And let's keep our fingers crossed that everything works out the way it is. Despite the fact that, you know, of course, there's human rights issues in North Korea. Kim Jong-un has been a butcher. He has killed off his uncle when the guy fell asleep in a meeting. They've done all kinds of bizarre things. But the bottom line is, do we want a war with another country? And the answer is absolutely not. And there are times
But I mean, also, is the only way to ever get them free is to do this. It'll go on for another 100 years. It's been going on 60-plus years. And if they'll bring in industry, it'll only help their people.
Absolutely. And that's what we have to do. So we have to, one, get them to disarm, get rid of those nukes, and then help them rebuild their country. Get rid of our troops. We don't need 30,000 troops there anymore. And let's make this planet a place to be. Then we got to concentrate on Iran and get that fixed before that gets out of control. But I think I would give Donald Trump an A- so far for his time in office. The only thing I've been critical about what he's been doing lately is just his tweeting and stuff like that. He's on one hand, I know what he's trying to do with that, but on the other, I think he needs to just calm down a little bit, be a little more presidential. The guy could go down in history as one of the great ones.
I agree with you at some level, but at the same time, they lie about him so much, and he wants to respond to us. I think that's why he's a maverick. Now, separately here, before we forget, because I really want you to win this, and I saw this. And I knew you were right up there at the top running about to win it. But like you said, they got so many other people trying to, I don't want to say rig it, but every device is able to vote once. So I want you to win this, because I really think something to do for George Norrie. And I saw this. I saw this on television. They were talking about the Radio Hall of Fame situation, radiovote.com. You absolutely deserve to be in there. You know, we need to celebrate patriots that have been telling the truth and have been really promoting free speech. Radiovote.com. And folks, go there. George Norrie, again, how do people vote when they get there?
All right. If you have a cell phone, grab it right now. Send a text message to this number, 96000. That's 96,000. That's like the phone number, which you All you have to do is do those digits, 96000, and then in the message, you put 700, because that's how they record a vote for me, 700, and just send it. And then you get a response back right away from the National Radio Hall of Fame that says your vote's been accepted. Then you can also go online with your email address to radiovote.com. You vote for somebody in the music category. It's the first segment you'll see. And then in the talk category, there's a little tiny button there that you got to dot in, and then vote for me, and that's it. They will announce the winner on June 25th, next Monday, and let's keep our fingers crossed.
Now, I asked you during the break, I said, what's something else you want to get into on air? We'll put it on screen. There were a whole bunch of news articles that are these PR pieces that called for my videos that happened to be streamed on Amazon service that we put up there years ago, that they want it banned. And what they're saying is they want me banned from the internet. It's like saying we want books to be banned. Now, even if I was Hitler, you know, they sell Mein Kampf, my struggle, on Amazon. They sell it at bookstores. I remember one time in college I was buying a copy of Mein Kampf because I wanted to read what Hitler said. And the lady said, are you a Nazi? Like, they were free. I said, why are you selling it? Are you a Nazi? So even though I was a bad guy, how is it good to say Amazon is hawking bizarre conspiracy theory films? They go on to say Business Insider, you name it, a bunch of articles that came out, because this is all lined up, ban me from the internet, ban my films, get them off. I mean, that idea that they're pushing that is the modern book burning, isn't it, George?
Your critics, Alex, don't get you. They don't understand. They don't understand free speech. They don't understand what you're all about. And they don't understand that you're out to protect our freedoms. They don't get it. And so, consequently, when they hear you, and you look, you're an emotional guy when you talk. I've seen you in person. You get people excited. That's you. That's your style. But when some of these critics hear you, they think, oh, my God, this guy's out of control. And they want you out. They want you banned. And you know what? That's not the American way. Everything you do, you have a right to do. I've never heard you with profanity against somebody. You've been tough, but you're a decent guy. You're a family guy, and your work deserves to be displayed, whether it's on Amazon or on the internet. And I thank God we still have this freedom to be able to do stuff like that.
Well, I was about to say, the universities are already trying to ban conservative, libertarian, Christian nationalist speech. When you've got Business Insider, who's usually pretty good, and others, because there's a hit out on me politically, saying he doesn't deserve to be online, ban his films. And by the way, these are old films. I'm not against the police. I'm against the police state. The left is so concerned about police states now, they list the films, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, and films about the deep state, and they say they want it banned. And they said they want it banned because I pointed out the London bombings were staged. Yes, they let the guys bomb. That was in major British newspapers. And so they report it like they're reporting some evil dirtiness. The big dirtiness is that you have Gizmodo and others calling for, look, if they can ban my films or my books, George, they can ban anybody's, can't they?
That's right. That's right. We may have a segment on one night, and they decide, we don't want this guy to talk about that. Clip, clip, clip. And you just can't do it. We cannot regulate the internet like that or anything else.
They did that with my Joe Rogan interview. Went to number one on iTunes. They blocked it.
Right.
And then Joe hadn't had me back on because he got the message. Hey, you have Alex Jones on. We're going to kick you off Apple and YouTube. That's his only platform. And that's okay. I understand that. I just hope that Rogan understands down the road they're going to ban him anyways. We'll be back with a few more minutes with George Norrie.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.